Professor Christian Duesmann is the director of the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London. Thank you for coming in. Can you give us a comparative picture of what's happening in terms of the numbers? How many people are coming into Greece at the moment, and how does that compare to last year's figures?
Well, the numbers are quite dramatic. While we have seen about 5,000 people landing on Greek shores in January, February last year, this number is now more than 120,000.
Goodness.
So in terms of magnitude, we have seen a continuation of the large numbers we saw towards the end of last year, and the numbers didn't really abate due to weather conditions and wintery conditions.
So that
the numbers are very large.
Yeah. And in terms of the route people are taking, we've obviously heard a lot from the Macedonian Greek border the last couple of days. I mean, when you look at the map, why are they going that way and not, for example, going via Albania?
Well, Albania was locked away behind the Iron Curtain for a very long time. So the traditional route through the Balkan countries, at that time, Yugoslavia, was through Macedonia, and that is the route people are following today. Albania has indicated that they will be very reluctant to open their border to immigrants. And the reason is simply that countries further up north are starting to close their borders. Austria is accepting only 80 refugees a day. Serbia has suggested that they will close their border to Macedonia. So Macedonia, as a result, is concerned to be stuck with large numbers of immigrants, and they, in turn, close their borders towards Greece. The last country on that route is Greece, and they are, at the moment, in a very difficult situation.
So if you look at the pattern of what's happening in the Balkans, in Central and Eastern Europe, all of it is putting the pressure, or keeping the lid, if you like, on the flow, and all of that backs up into Greece, and presumably before Greece, Turkey.
Absolutely. Greece and Turkey are the biggest recipients, and those countries that are in the most difficult situation.
And only, presumably, a change by some countries which actually aren't in the European Union, I mean, like Macedonia, could ease that, but they're not going to do that if it's the refugees can't come through at the other end.
Yes, so the solution has to be found in the countries of origin. Nearly half of the migrants we are seeing, or the refugees we are seeing into Greece in January and February, have been coming from Syria. We are seeing the first time, I think, very serious efforts by both Russia and the United States to solve the problem in Syria. And I think in the end, this will be the only way to deal with the current refugee crisis.
Professor Duesmann, thank you very much indeed for joining us.